Insert coin, SAG-AFTRA announces strike against video game industry over AI concerns. By Lucas Nolan on July 27, 2024. SAG-AFTRA, the Actors Guild representing voice and motion capture performers in the video game industry, has announced a strike against major gaming companies that began on Friday. The Wrap reports that the Screen Actors Guild American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, SAG-AFTRA, has officially declared a strike against video game companies, marking a significant moment in the ongoing debate over AI in the entertainment industry. This decision comes after months of unsuccessful negotiations for a new labor contract, with AI protections emerging as the primary point of contention. The strike will affect major players in the gaming industry, including Activision, Electronic Arts, EA, Warner Bros. Games, Disney, and Take-Two Interactive, as well as voiceover production companies Formosa Interactive and VoiceWorks Productions. SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher emphasized the union's stance, stating, "We're not going to consent to a contract that allows companies to abuse AI to the detriment of our members." While the Guild reports reaching agreement on most elements of the Interactive Media Agreement, IMA, the use of AI to replicate performers' voices and likenesses remains the sole unresolved issue. This concern is particularly pressing for voice actors, who rely heavily on video game work as a significant source of income. The timing of the strike announcement coincides with San Diego Comic-Con, SDCC, 2024, prompting SAG-AFTRA to make an exception for performers scheduled to appear at the event to discuss video game projects. This exemption aims to allow members time to understand the full scope of the strike order and rules while sharing their message broadly. In response to the strike announcement, a spokesperson for the video game producers expressed disappointment, stating that common ground had been found on 24 out of 25 proposals. The producers' offer reportedly includes wage increases, additional safety provisions, and AI protections requiring consent and fair compensation for performers working under the IMA. SAG-AFTRA's decision to strike comes nearly a year after its members authorized such action during the 118-day TV/theatrical contract strike in 2023. The union argues that despite the video game industry's substantial profits, performers deserve the same fundamental protections as those in film, television, streaming, and music. To mitigate the impact on employment opportunities, SAG-AFTRA will offer interim agreements to game studios wishing to employ union talent. These agreements will include the same terms last offered to IMA signatories, including critical AI protections for members. This marks the second SAG-AFTRA video game strike in recent years, following an 11-month strike in 2016 to 2017 over residuals. The duration of the current strike remains uncertain, but if history is any indication, it could be a prolonged negotiation process. Read more at The Wrap here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.